I'm Marie Williams from Newtown AFC, and you're listening to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with Webber and Jonah.
It's the JD Cymru Premier Podcast. The wind and the rain couldn't blow away the fixtures in the top flight this weekend, but I tell you who they have taken their toll on. Mark Jonah Jones. He's got a voice like a premium rate telephone call handler at the moment. So much full of cold he is. Come on, Jonah, you can do this. You can get through this podcast. How are you?
Yeah, I suggest it's a little autumn. Snivels, they'll be gone soon in a day or two.
Well, plenty of chat from you to come. I haven't lost the voice yet completely, but let's save your voice, because when your voice was all right, you managed to catch up with Gavin Chesterfield after that victory against Airbus.
Yeah, nothing surprised us. I thought they were good earlier in the season when they played us up there. I thought the first game, I thought that they were excellent. I thought we were excellent. It was a really good standard game. What I will say is, apart from the header just before half-time, I wouldn't say they've created lots of opportunities today, but George has pulled off a great save from the header in the second half. So two chances all game they've created, but I thought it was a really good spectacle, if you like, and I thought it was a really good occasion, yeah.
And good competition, Gav, again. Now, people starting to notice you've got good competition to get in your side, because Trufa here has been playing regularly, and then he's come off the bench and he said he's glad to get the goal now, it's good competition at your club.
Yeah, God, yeah. Look, we've got some really talented players on the bench at the moment, and they're no doubt frustrated, but they're really pleased that the team are doing really well, So, and that's football, isn't it, But I look at it and think to myself that we'll get stronger, and when those guys, come back in, they'll be fresh, and it makes for an exciting next block of games.
And able to enjoy your weekend. No, Gav, top of the league.
Yeah, listen, what matters is at the end of the season, Mark, you know that, pal. But what I like about this is that the boys are doing really well. They're on a good run at the moment and confidence is high.
Well, Carnarvon next for them. That'll be a very interesting game.
Carnarvon, Barry, massive game. Was that the Barry game last week? I don't think they played as well as they have played all season, but they got a 2-0 win, which is a good win against the fast-improving Airbus. Good habit sometimes. Being able to win games when you're not playing well, that's a good habit. And they in the end, okay, they won 2-0, which was, you look at it at the end, it's a comfortable win with a clean sheet again. Goalkeeper again for Barry. Ratcliffe, excellent in goals. He's steady in the back four really well. And, they'll get goals. They seem like they can get goals from anywhere. McLagan, again, penalty. But he earned the penalty. He seems to be playing well. And they go to Carnarvon, who had a great 2-0 win. Leo Smith and Darren Thomas, again, getting the goals. Seem to be the two main men, them two, at the moment. And they're playing really well at Carnarvon. So this is a hell of a game. It was 0-0 the first game down at Chenna. And I was at the first game. That was a good game. So big crowd. The people at the Oval, the crowd will turn out at the Oval. I'm sure there'll be, could be four figures at the Oval for the leaders' visit. And this one could go either way, mate. It's first against fourth, and this is a big game, one of the games of the weekend.
Well, what a funny old week it's been for Newtown. Getting a great result against Cardiff Met at home last weekend in the league, and then getting kicked out of the cup on penalties by STM Sports midweek. Here's Chris Hughes.
I didn't realise it was there. I hadn't lost away from home yet, but I thought, you're playing against a side who've been in Europe in the summer, represented the league, and I think over the two games we played, probably one win and one loss is, we're disappointed with, because we felt we deserved more down there. But I thought second half really grabbed control of the game, took control of the game. I thought my midfield three were fantastic, excellent, give us energy, give us legs, give us calmness in possession, we really got about them, like I said. And look, in the end, in my opinion, we ran out deserved winners.
Listen, I spoke to Chris Hughes today, and he listens to the podcast, Chris, and he said, Jonah, I'll give you permission. He said, we're Jekyll and Hyde sometimes. And that's exactly what people, consistently, they've been a great mid-table team over the last, and they still do. I don't care, Mark, what anybody says. They still punch above their weight. And if they finish sixth, again, a top six, they'll do tremendous. If they finish seventh and force their way into the European playoffs through seventh spot, they still do tremendous. But I know Chris, he was disappointed last night. There was a chance for his team to get to the semi-final of the cup. Obviously then a good draw in, I would have got him a chance to the final. Good group of players, and to get a good team like Newtown into the final, they'd have been really pleased with that. He was definitely disappointed last night, but another big game for him. Ballor away, unlucky last week by the look of it. Ballor losing 1-0, they still got good goal scorers in their side. Venables on 10. They missed a penalty, by the way, last week, didn't they? Which is unlucky. especially at TNS, that would have been a fantastic point. But they're in good form, Bala. They're in the semi-finals, like you said, they've had a good midweek, so they're going to this positive. Fifth against seventh, a big game. I think it's one that Hughesy will take a point and Colin a 1-3.
And plenty of questions I've got about Penobont, Jonah. Look, another week where they've taken the lead in the first half and it's drifted away in the second half. Kevin Drew is getting 3 goals in that 45-minute period. What's going on at Penobont?
Must be gutting for Rhys Griffiths, Martin Giles and the squad. They're scoring goals against good teams. They scored 2 against TNS. They scored 2 against Airbus last week. But anybody will tell you, Matt, anybody will tell you, you've got to be steady. When you're steady, you're better off not giving goals away. When you're not giving them away, you'll always get something. When you're giving away and scoring them, if you're giving more away, it just tells the truth. You're not going to get nothing. That's why they only got 4 points. So they've played really well. But they've got to be more resolute. They've got to be, we said it last week, they've got to tighten up a bit to start earning a few points because they're down the bottom now with Carmarthen Town. They're cut adrift a little bit, so they have to really work hard. They can go to Cardiff Met on Friday night, and if they can play with their flair, with their open approach, but with a bit of more steel in their defence, they could get something against the Cardiff Met, who are a little bit off form at the moment. Again, they lost last week. They've had only 2 defeats, but they haven't taken many points out of their last 4 or 5 games. So Christian will want to win here Friday night, definitely.
And let's take the flip of that result, Jonah. What a great result for Kevin Druids. And suddenly they're on a bit of a roll, you know.
Oh, Mark, when you're 2-0 down at half-time, it's not a bad win, it's a great win. And don't forget, a win the week before against Carnarvon. So we got 6 points out of 6. Going to Carmarthen with a chance of taking 9 points out of 9. We said a couple of weeks ago on a podcast, Mark, a run of 3 games in this league, it is massive. It changes positions unbelievably. 3 points, could they get 3 points against Carmarthen on the weekend? They're talking top 6 again in the space of 3 weeks. That's how tough this league is. But 9 points up to 9 is gigantic in this league. Carmarthen lost again 2-0 last week. Lost in midweek 3-0 in the cup. Times are not great at the moment for Danny and the team at Carmarthen. They just got to gather themselves together, try and get a point again to get started again. And I would even take a point definitely this week just to get a point back on the board, get off that 3 points which they've been on for too long now.
I suppose the big game to look after this weekend and in front of the Scorio cameras, so there we go, it must be a big game, is Connorsky Nomads hosting the New Saints. Before I get Jonah's thoughts on it, let's hear from Andy Morrison.
I'm hoping that Wildy and George, Callum Morris will be back from sickness. Priestley might be fit. You know, Wolfie's carrying a knock, but he's gone out and played tonight. And there's a few others that are, you know, under the weather sort of thing. So, you know, we really need to rest up now and come in Thursday and come up with a game plan for TNS. And we always know it's a tough game here against them. And, you know, but it's pleasing that, you know, we're in the domestic area of the, you know, we're unbeaten still. You know, that's 3 cup games and I think 12 or 15 games unbeaten. It is very good at any level of football. What we've got to do now is try and get as many people back as we can to be able to freshen it up when it does get a bit like tonight, you know, because at the end we're bringing players on and they're not really going into positions because they're not suited to do them positions, but they're doing a job for us. And it's like, you know, at the end it was a comfy result, but there was a little 10-minute period, maybe a 2-1 where, you know, it gets a little bit hairy, but you know, we saw it through and we were very, very good tonight, which was very pleasing.
And then Scott Rusko.
We know how they play. I don't think they're going to change in their style of play. So I think it's reinforcing any messages that need to be put out there, and any new players that have got in the squad that have not faced them before, making sure that they're aware of how Connorsky play. Yeah, never give too much away. And like, I don't obviously talk about how we're going to set up and whatever, because that does give other people more of an incentive. So no, we'll have a look at it, see how we need to line up. We've also got to take into consideration our previous few matches as well and how we've been doing. So probably won't want to change it too much, but there might be a couple of changes.
First of all, Connorsky and New Saints, second and third. Very surprising that there's a team above them. There's a team close on their heels as well, Bala. So like we said at the start of the podcast, It's a four-way run for it at the moment, and they're all trying their hardest. Just a little bit disappointed last week, most probably, with a one-all draw, Andy, at Aberystwyth, because it was a last-minute goal. But Jamie Insull again getting a goal. He's on the goal scorers list now, and that could be important. He'll believe now he should be one of the top goal scorers, which will help Connors Key. Greg, who is the top dog, is back to the top again, just gone ahead of Chrissy Venables, I think, all level. So the goal scorers are very, very important in these games. They're usually, you know, they're tight games, these. And it's usually one goal, maybe, you know, a penalty or a free kick or a special goal could settle these games. But it's a great game. Connors Key versus the New Saints. It's where you want to be. It's where I'll be glad to be on Friday night. And I just hope there's a good crowd at Connors Key. 500 or 600. These two teams deserve it. All the people down in Barry will be watching, and they'll definitely be looking for a draw. But, yeah, it's a tough one to call, Mark, this Saturday. But it definitely, as you said, game of the weekend, Connors Key and the New Saints.
Well, another weekend of JD Cymru Premier action awaits. I hope you enjoy it wherever you are. And I hope Jonah comes back next week sounding less like he's running a premium rate call line. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, all the best, Mark.